The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week, we're talking about what happens when good teeth go bad. Like that moment when your kid's dentist tells you it might be time to visit the orthodontist.
Yep. If it hasn't happened to you yet, there's a good chance it will. I'm still kind of sorry for you, Gwen, because lately it seems like you spent a good chunk of your life at the orthodontist's office because your kids have an endless string of appointments, don't they?
Oh, yes, they do. I'm on a first-name basis with all the wonderful people at the orthodontist's office. It's a good thing they're so nice because I do spend some time there. My oldest son has braces right now. Our middle child has already had braces and gotten them off, but I'm told he will probably need a second set of braces a few years from now. And our youngest will probably need braces too because, well, that's just how our luck goes and our dental DNA is apparently not good.
Well, I'm lucky because I've somehow managed to escape the orthodontic adventure that most parents go on with their kids, but there are plenty of adults who get braces too, and I always admire people who get braces as adults because I'm sure it's not easy, but it's smart to take care of your teeth, and a good smile really does make a world of difference in how you look and how you feel about your smile.
Yes, I do think it's worth it, and if you're a parent who is new to the world of orthodontics and braces, we're going to give you the parental 411 on it this week, so you'll be prepared when it happens to your kid. So join us back here same time, same place tomorrow morning for more Mamas on Magic.